The Holy Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that worship Allah as if you're seeing Allah, seeing Him. And if you don't see Him, verily He, Allah, is seeing you. Here two stages of focus of the heart are extrapolated from this tradition. In the first clause, Imam says the traveller, the Salik, is witnessing the divine manifestations of Allah. And the ears of the heart are closed from all else. There's no distraction. They're seeing Allah in play. They're seeing Allah in dimension. The eyes of the heart are opened up to Allah's beauty. فَأَيْنَمَا تُوَلُّ فَثَمَّ وَجْهُ اللَّهِ Whichever way you turn, there's the face of Allah. Worship Allah like that, as if you're seeing Him. So he's encouraging us to execute the first clause. But even if we're not able to acquire this first clause, the Holy Prophet is saying, at least don't be neglectful in relation to the fact that you're being watched over. At least have that. Now, in the presence of Allah too, there are etiquettes. Etiquettes whose negligence can distance you from true servitude. One of the fourth Imam's disciples narrates seeing the fourth Imam, Imam Sajjad alayhi salam, in Salat. Then after the Salat, on being asked as for the reason why Imam didn't do anything, the Imam replied, "Woe upon you! Do you know in whose presence I was in?" Another tradition then Imam mentions from the Holy Messenger, who said, "Two people of my Ummah stand in prayer, whilst on the inside, the difference between the Salats are tantamount to the difference between the heavens and the earth. They look exactly the same, but what is being ingrained in the heart is totally different. One is very spiritual, one is very lowly." Once I asked Ayatollah Bahjat, rahmatullah alayh, I said, "For a beginner like me, how many times should I recite the formula of Nabi Yunus a day?" Ayatollah Bahjat, he said, "Whether you're a beginner or advanced in spiritual wayfaring, it doesn't matter. The criterion is huzur qalb. Otherwise, they're spiritless. Aren't you embarrassed when you do a salat and after the salam, you don't even remember anything? Be a bit embarrassed. It requires shame sometimes, the way some people do salat."